Right, hi Gary. I'd like to talk now about applications for jobs, the letters of application. And can we first of all just get a little bit of advice on the speculative letter, where students may be writing in to see if you've got any job availability? How should you construct that letter and what are you looking for?
You can usually check on an organisation's website whether they've got any vacancies, and therefore you can go through the official application process. However, we do get quite a lot. The ones we get tend to be from school leavers applying for apprenticeships in joinery, plumbing, electrician, that type of stuff. And they're speculative stuff, and they all come through with a fairly standard format. Often these people will have been with us on work experience when they're in year 10, year 11, and they talk to us about what they did while they were with us, how much they enjoyed it, how much they got on with the people that they worked with, and the fact that they've shown an aptitude for that particular type of work. And that's okay. I mean, those are nice letters and we don't reject those out of hand. We do keep them on file. However, because we don't often get vacancies in those areas, by the time we do, often the speculative letters are 2 or 3 years out of date. And so a speculative letter has to be timed perfectly in order for it to result in a job interview. And even if we had people on file, it would be very rare that we went back to review speculative applications for that reason. Things move very quickly in people's careers, and where you were when you wrote that letter is often not where you are when we've got the vacancy. But if you do have a speculative letter, keep it to one side of A4. Keep it as short as possible, really. Just express your interest in working for our company. Tell us what kind of individual you are, and similar to what we said on CVs, tell us what kinds of attitude you've got, whether you're a keen, enthusiastic, dynamic person or whether you're a hard-working, conscientious, professional person. Tell us about that. Tell us about the types of work you'd be interested in, but try not to limit yourself to one role. So if, for example, you want to be a plumber, it might be very rare that we get a plumbing vacancy. So say, well, I'm interested in plumbing or this or the other. And that just widens your opportunities, really.
Okay, and who should the letter be addressed to? Should it just be addressed to the HR department, or should the applicant do a bit of research to find out the name of the person who might be interested in recruiting?
From our point of view, it doesn't really matter who the letter's addressed to, because they all end up in the same place anyway.
Okay, and would you always reply to a speculative letter?
No, never. Unless it's come through by email, in which case it's a lot quicker to do so. We're dealing with a lot of things and it's not value added for us to reply individually to all of the speculative applications we get.
Okay, well, you mentioned email there. Is that a good way to approach job applications, through speculation?
Increasingly so, yeah.
With CVs, is it acceptable for an applicant to send an electronic version as an email attachment, or would you always be looking for a hard copy, given that you've probably got to print it out anyway?
No, it's not just acceptable, it's preferable for them to come through electronically. It's much easier then, because we can store it electronically, thus reducing the amount of paper in our business, and we can then share it across the different people who are recruiting.
Okay, right. Now over to the specific application, where there's been an advertisement in the paper, perhaps. Should the letter be constructed any differently? Is there any advice you can give there?
Well, I appreciate that many organisations encourage letters of application, but we don't accept them at all. We either accept a CV or we accept an application form. So if somebody is applying for one of our jobs with one of those two things, the fact that they've got a covering letter is not taken into account. We would bin that covering letter and we would only look at the application form or the CV. However, I have worked in organisations that do encourage letters of application, and again, it's worth thinking about your structure and the length of the letter as well. If you can get it onto one side of A4, great. You need to be looking at the specific skills, qualities, bits of experience that particular job is looking for. So what qualifications have you got, what achievements have you had, and really it's your CV in letter form. You should be looking at the same kinds of information and tailoring it to the company, the vacancy, and demonstrating your ability to do that job.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Gary.